Let's start the app and we'll do a plug off the top.
Yeah, I feel like, I mean, to start off the app, I feel like I do have like one thing to say. It's Jodie Comer, Big Honkers. Just to open.
Let's just open a dialogue up. Open around a dialogue, the concept of Jodie Comer, Big Honkers. Honestly, no, listen.
It doesn't get old. It does not get old.
That all respect. I didn't mean bitch in a derogatory sense. No. We know this.
Yeah.
She has struck the fear of God in my heart. I don't know if anyone's seen this, but she literally, there were two people on Twitter, just like regular dykes like you and I, commenting on her outfit, which
I know.
To me, like, it was a controversial outfit. I think she looked amazing. She looks amazing in anything. She could wear like a paper bag and I'd still want to like drink gallons of her bathwater. But anyway. But she was, they were like, oh my god, Jodie Comer's stylist hates her. And then she fucking replied to them, even though they hadn't added her or anything.
Yeah.
And she was like, FYI, that's my own dress and I love it and they're in my own shoes, like, smiley face. Like, where did that come from?
I know.
Like, the petty jumped out. It's so scary. Oh, but I hope she doesn't, like, find the podcast and us talking about Jodie Comer Big Honkers.
Look, the likelihood of her finding a podcast... no one link this to her. I will literally come to your house and shit on your lawn. I swear. I'm not even kidding. I will find your address and I will shit on your lawn.
Literally. Like, we will dox the fuck out of you.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's been a good 2 weeks since we last...
Yeah. We didn't actually introduce the podcast or each other last week.
No, we missed out on a lot last week. We didn't even do, like, fucking housekeeping at the end of it. We were just like...
No, yeah, true.
And everything was like, all right, Jesus, why are we so stupid?
But we're on it this week. So this is Dykes on Mics.
Yeah. Dykes on Mics.
And I'm Phoebe.
I'm Phoebe.
Love.
Yeah, love. Wow. Love. Wow. Yeah, also, thank you for your feedback for last week. We do know that there was big, like, just, like, you could hear, like, there was, like, an echo.
Yeah.
That's because I'm deaf, and I have to have my volume on, like, 100, and I had, like, an earphone on my ear and then one off.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, gotta hear my own voice sometimes.
But I think that should be right this week. My volume's down a bit too.
My volume's down. Like, I've got like proper like earbuds and I've put one in my ear and one down my shirt. So
hopefully. Gotta let the titties hear. Gotta fill them in.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Oh, love that. Okay, do we want to jump? Oh, wait. We're going to do a plug. Baby's Instagram is slav4slav. S-L-A-V 4 slav.
Like 4, like the...
The number 4.
The letter?
The letter 4.
Yeah. Yeah. Just a quick plug. Follow me. I post sexy stuff.
She does. Proper sexy.
It's just nice pics. I don't do selfies a lot.
No, anymore, that should... Was that shade?
What? No.
Was that shade?
Absolutely not.
Okay, all right.
Different brand. Different brand.
Different brand. Different
exactly.
brand.
Exactly. Good.
Okay, do you want to jump into some questions? Like, what's the vibe? What are we
honestly, what replies did we get on that
post? Oh, on the sexy post. Okay.
Yeah, you read the post. I'll go questions.
Oh, good. Oh, you're fucking mine.
I know.
Bitch.
I know.
Oh, my God. Okay, the first,
Was that from Frankie?
Yeah, from Frankie, yeah. Whammon. I feel like we've already covered the Whammon,
I feel aspect. Like that's a continuous theme.
It's a continuous theme, it just runs through the podcast.
We appreciate the thought, but that is a continuous theme of our podcast. It is called Dykes on Mics for a reason, Frankie. Please keep up. Thank you.
And that's Frankie Lumpy Dyke, shout out off the top.
Love it.
But the next one is from Grace Sleepyshev. Shout out, Grace.
No shout outs from me.
We're flooring it on Grace?
Yeah, we're flooring it on Grace, to be honest.
Why? What's she done?
Just being Aries, to be honest.
Okay, true. That's a crime that no one can properly.
She literally just messaged me.
She can hear us.
Yeah, she can fucking hear us. I hate it. She said, oh, wait, do you want to go first? Yeah, you go first, actually.
Oh, yeah, her reply was deep sea versus deep space in terms of terrifying things.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. I think I'm not going to be going to either of those places.
No, me neither.
No.
Hard pass. Both of them make me feel like my heart is, like, dropping through my body, like...
Literally out the ass.
At the ass! Like, it feels like a... Yeah.
Yeah. Especially when you're lying in bed. I think about space a lot more than I do about, like, deep sea stuff.
Yeah. Me too, actually.
Yeah. I think... Just used to being there, like it's there, so, like...
Yeah.
Don't really have to think about it, but, you know, like, sometimes I... Like, when I go camping and stuff, just looking up at the sky and thinking, like, Jesus Christ, like, that is out there. Like,
yeah.
That's a star. Like, that is... Ugh.
Literally, like, it's my roof, and then...
Yeah.
That's what the
else?
Bit there.
What else?
There's no... Yeah.
I don't know. Also, she said to me, literally 2 minutes ago, not even 2 minutes ago, she was like, talk about top identified butch bottoms. yeah,
where's that Bugs Bunny hook? Yeah, you need it.
It needs to come back, to be honest.
That just like reached into my soul a little bit.
Look, we exist. Stop calling me out, actually.
Oh my God.
What is there to say?
That it says a lot. Just the thing in general says a lot. But yeah, you know what? I can't get into it this early.
No, we'll come back to that.
We'll circle back.
Bookmark it.
Bookmark it.
Okay.
Do you want to do a question?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sexy.
Jazz. She's fucking sending in questions every week.
Love Jazz. Love Jazz. Love.
Okay. So, number one, you've got to explain the Tina Fey thing. Two, what is the biggest misconception, you've heard about lesbians, or butchers specifically? And three, because I've spoken to you both about it recently, what would you like to see in Killing Eve Season 2?
Oh, my heart just picked up.
Yeah, good set of questions.
Yeah.
Love it. Good. Yeah. Amazing.
Off the bat, can I throw out two words?
Yes.
For question three.
Yeah.
Pussy eating. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh my God! Yeah. Okay, so we'll go from.
But let's go from one
first. No. We can go from three.
Yeah. Okay.
We can go from behind. Sorry, just have to take a sip of my drink. Shout out to
me. Water.
And my amazing. No, fuck you. It's like my dad drank. My dad drank all the like tonic water. And I bought it specifically for the gin that I also bought.
Oof.
And so now I'm drinking gin with soda water and, like, frozen blueberries that I had left over from that blueberry pie.
Nice.
And some lemon. So, yeah, it's good. It's a good time.
That's beautiful. You know who else loves gin and tonics?
Who?
JCBH, Jodie Comer Conkers.
Love.
She loves a G&T, according to her Instagram.
Really? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. And an Aperol Spritz. Oh, the class of that woman.
Who doesn't love an Aperol Spritz?
Legit.
Literally like €3 in Europe. Love it. Oh, chef's kiss. Fantastico.
Okay, so season two. Yeah. Do you want to start or should I?
I think season two, we've talked about it like between us
before. Yeah, we have.
But I think expectation wise, I don't think, I really hope that they don't like tease us with Villanelle for too long.
Yeah.
Like, stop us from, or like, I don't think they will, and I don't think, like, I think by the end of the first episode, they'll keep it until the first episode max.
Yeah, totally.
Because I feel like so far there's sort of been, like, a cliffhanger, like, starting from, or not a cliffhanger, but it's just, like, sort of like a hook that keeps you just, like...
There's definitely a hook at the end of every episode, yeah.
So, I think I think they'll have that with Villanelle.
Yeah.
I think they might have like a flash forward, maybe like a month or like, but from, I don't know. They might have like skipped a couple of weeks or something, but then
I think so, definitely a time jump. Although
time jump, but then they might revisit some stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I feel like
because there has been like Jodie was shooting in Paris with the stab wound.
Yeah,
like that we saw. Yeah, I definitely agree. Yeah. I think. I mean, I think it's gonna be. Like, obviously that dynamic will continue, but I think it's going to be, like, complicated in a major way, and I think that way might be that they have to work together.
I think there
was definite foreshadowing in the dinner scene in episode 5 where Villanelle says, like, we work for the same people. Yeah. That means they have the same enemies. Like, I think the 12 is probably going to come after Eve.
Yeah.
And, like, every single fanfiction... So many of them have played with the idea of Eve being Villanelle's target and Villanelle revolting against the 12 and not killing her.
Yeah.
I think that'll happen. I think Eve will have to... Either Eve will save Villanelle from something or Villanelle will save Eve from something. Like, and I think we'll at least get a kiss. Like, at least.
No doubt. I feel like...
Oh, bitch.
I feel like they'll... maybe episode 5. Maybe,
really?
Like, mid...
Oh...
mid-season or like whatever. I don't even how long's the season gonna be again.
It's gonna be 12 episodes instead of 8, which is so sexy. But they're both filming in London right now, so I think they'll be together like sooner than we think.
So I think they'll have to. I like the idea of them having more scenes together. And I think season 1 really set the foundations for like a really good relationship. So now that they've like sown those seeds,
you
kind of get to reap the rewards of season 2 and actually having getting to see them work together and like interact a lot more face to face instead of like through like fucking sexy.
Ooh. But still, they'll have
luggage
that for sure.
Gift. Yeah, I know. It's like that tension's gonna be unreal.
Absolutely.
Until like, yeah.
Jazz also asked on that post about like the new Jodie, Sandra, Phoebe Waller-Bridge interview, and I want to let the record show that I sent that to Bibi this morning, and she says, "Girl, that's 2 minutes. Are you kidding me?"
Yeah, look,
because it would be a really nice segue to talk about that because it's very relevant. It's basically what they said in the video.
Yeah,
but.
Well, you know what? I had stuff to do.
I mean, fair enough, but do give it a watch because it is very sexy.
I will. I was just a bit preoccupied.
That's okay.
Okay. Thank you. Moving on.
What
is the biggest misconception? Fuck! I always fuck up that word. What is the biggest misconception you've heard about lesbians or butchers specifically? That we're all tops, to be honest.
We've spoken about this at length.
Yeah.
There's definitely that stereotype that butchers are always the sexual aggressor.
Yeah.
And it's just another, like, another way that butchers are treated like men.
Yeah.
Which we're not. Like, we're not men.
No, yeah. I mean, obviously.
Biggest misconception about lesbians, though... I can't really think of anything off the top of my head.
I mean... I think that... I can't think of any. All I'm thinking about is just, like, stereotypes, but they're all
Some of them
true.
Are really accurate. Like,
yeah,
what?
Like,
throw some out.
Hating men? Like, hello? Like, I don't know. Just...
Yeah, that whole
I don't know, in quote
marks, misconception about how all lesbians are, like, hairy man-hating dykes. I am a hairy man-hating dyke.
Yeah. What of it?
What
of it?
Yeah. About butchers, there's a lot about butchers.
Yeah.
Kind of that...
Like, that reluctance to sort of be emotional or, like...
Yeah.
very, like, closed off and...
Yeah.
I don't know, it's all very, like... I don't want to, like... It's all very harmful sort of
it shit is.
To have projected onto you because yeah. you kind of, like... You kind of feel like that's that sort of what you have to accept
yeah.
and be like and stuff, so... And learning the misconceptions, while we haven't, like, talked about it yet, unlearning these misconceptions is a very difficult, painful process.
Unless, absolutely.
Like, you have someone there with you to sort of help you with that, because
yeah.
it is hard to do that alone. Like,
it absolutely is, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't, yeah.
Especially when they come from within the community. Like, something yeah. that I notice a lot, not so much on Tumblr, because you can be a bit more selective on, like, what sort of circles you run in, but, like, popular lesbian Instagrams, some of them really, really love getting into the whole, like, butches don't do any fucking emotional labor, butches, yeah. butches, like, aren't emotionally intelligent, blah, 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 and that just really shits me to tears, because, I think that butches, because of our, like, distinct lived experience of, like, moving through the world of how we are, we're sort of forced to be really emotionally intelligent because we have to read people constantly.
Yeah.
And, like, figure out whether they're gonna, like, beat us up or not. And, like, I think, again, it comes back to, like, butches being seen as comparable to men because, like, we are women, we live in the world as women, maybe yeah. not the same as a femme would, but... We experience misogyny and we can't enact that on other women because
yeah.
we don't have any sort of, like, oppressive power to wield over other women.
Yeah.
Because we're oppressed ourselves and we, like, it really fucking makes me sad. It really, really does.
Yeah.
That I would go to a gay event and certain people would see me, recognize me as a butch and think that I'm some sort of, like, oppressor towards them.
Yeah.
That, like, really, really fucking gets me down. Big time.
I feel like, yeah, that's horrible. I didn't know that you felt like that.
Yeah, it just, like... I feel dehumanized by that. Because
yeah.
the fact is, like, I've been in relationships and friendships with people who haven't held themselves emotionally accountable, and it's really hurt me sort of irreparably.
Yeah.
And the fact that, like, the fact that I would be perceived that way when I'm going out of my way every day of my life not to enact that on other people is,
yeah.
like, really shit.
Yeah.
Real talk, deep shit.
Real talk. No, it's good. So, and then the final first question.
Mm-hmm.
You got to explain the Tina Fey thing.
Oh.
Wow.
So, first of all, she can say it.
Tina Fey can say dyke. I think for 30 Rock, what she's like.
Oh.
Watch 30 Rock and you'll understand.
Absolutely.
That is. Tina, like, I can't explain it any more than, like.
Yeah.
I hate to bleep out this word because I hate saying it and I hate acknowledging that it exists. But the level of repression.
No, literally.
Bitch.
Like,
oh, fuck. Like, just realize, please, Tina Fey, open your third eye.
Yeah.
Open it up. Let
the light in.
Let the light in. Let lesbianism take over. Like, she deserves. Like,
okay, but as if she hasn't let it take over with fucking Amy Poehler in the SNL, like, dressing rooms back in the early 2000s, like, it has taken over at some point.
I know, because it's Amy, and it's just, like, real, like, ugh.
Yeah, and we all fucking know that Tina Fey and Amy Poehler are, like, hashtag problematic. I really could
yeah.
not, like... I mean, obviously they should be held accountable or whatever. They're white women in their 40s. I have very low expectations for their, like,
yeah.
political know-how.
Yeah.
And, like, obviously I don't believe in that shit, but, like, believe in, like, the bad opinions that they have. But,
yeah.
I don't know, it's just...
Just, Jazz, watch 30 Rock. Watch 30 Rock.
I think I know what the, what's it called? Episode, like, picture is gonna be. Can we make it Jenna with the Jenna's side gmail.com on, please?
Please.
Okay.
Yes.
Settled.
Jenna is just like... Jenna is a Leo.
Really? I thought Gemini.
Okay, you know what? Yeah. Yeah. But the fact that I have a Leo sun and a Gemini moon is just like...
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want to read the next one? Because it sort of
sure.
relates to you. No, like, is it... Oh, no. Read a topic and then...
Do you want me to read the next reply?
Actually, or the next question? Read... No, yeah, read the next reply.
Okay. So, Miss Thordyke
mm-hmm.
Says, thoughts on younger dykes looking up to you?
Stop.
Is that your thought? Stop.
No. No, it's not my thought. I think it's, like, lovely. Mm. I think, obviously, everything I say should be taken with a grain of salt.
Mm-hmm.
I think that I do say a lot of bullshit, and, I think we have a responsibility to, sort of... I guess educate the younger generation because while there is like obviously like a lot of resources available and a lot of history for them to sort of absorb and read about like we did, there's also some stuff that we've experienced growing up in a similar era or like a similar generation to them that we could also pass on and just ways sure. of thought, and especially, you know, talking about butchers and stuff, I think that we could possibly, I don't know if rehabilitate is the right word, but
just cultivate
I think that's I love it, and we've talked about it before, even before starting the podcast, that this could be an important platform, I guess, to sort of
like put our experience like younger,
put our experience there. I think it's lovely. I love it.
I definitely agree, and I think it's really important because, like, even though, like, Miss Thordyke, for example, I think Miss Thordyke's only, let me see, she's only 16, so, like, that's only, like, fuck, 6 years younger than me. I nearly said 5 years, hashtag quick maths, but, like, because lesbian culture and history and, like, life in general is, like, so, like, dynamic and sort of always evolving with certain things that get, like, just sort of introduced into, like, our society and whatever.
Yeah.
It's important to have, like, intergenerational experiences, even if those generations are fairly close together.
Exactly.
Like, there's a massive difference. I mean, for me personally, like, even interacting with dykes who are in their, like, late
20s.
Yeah. Like, they've lived, like... pretty different lives to what I have.
Exactly.
And they have things to teach me, and like I think it's important to have those like inter-community links. And I really value them, although I think they can get a bit skewed online because like I don't know, I'm just a dumb bitch like putting my thoughts into the world, and every time I post like a mildly negative opinion of something, I get like a few asks being like, hey, like why don't you like, is something, is that bad? Like, is that, you know, like, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, it's like, sort of, think about it and form your own opinion on it.
Exactly,
don't expect me to, spoon feed you on that. Because it feels bad. Like, I'm not even, like, I don't know, like.
I don't want to steal someone's opinion from themselves,
exactly,
you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Steal an opportunity.
Yeah. And it's an opportunity to learn, like, to sort of learn to think for yourself a lot, because you can't sort of expect to bandwagon with opinions and try to, like, agree with what everyone else says, because, you know...
You'll just be a shell of a person. You got to make your own... Yeah. You know, you got to be your own person.
Yeah.
And Sometimes I don't like things just because I don't like them.
Yeah.
They have to be, like...
Exactly.
Some, like, sort of, like, shade of problematic.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really... Yeah.
Like, Lily James. do you want to read the next... like, so the next ask we have is from Lily James' left front tooth. Thank
what?
You for that.
I can't see that one.
Oh, it's... to the podcast. It says, heard the little Dasha plug in Ep 2, so
Season's
Bachelor likes and dislikes. You can talk about this, I don't watch TV, man.
Okay,
just have a rant, I'll talk to my girlfriend.
Okay. Bachelor, so fucking happy that Kat left last night. She got booted off the show for being a bitch.
Wow.
She reminded me so much of my ex, like, so much, like, just the chaotic, like, evil style. But do love Dasha. Love old Brittany. New Brittany's, like, a bit of a weirdo, so I don't vibe with that. But old Brittany is sexy and looks like Bridget Regan a little bit. She just has, like, a good, like, you know, like, a pointy face. Like, I vibe with that. Who else? So, like, Brooke. I think Brooke will win, even though my sister said she's gonna lose.
I mean, Virgos are never right, so... I'm gonna get murdered for that. Come on. I get my ass kicked in.
Do you want me to bleep it?
No, it's alright.
Who else? I swear half of those girls, even though they're all like 27, 28, look about 55. I guess that's just what's happened when you're like straight. And I was talking to my friend Bulushka, shout out Bulushka, Dumb Janet on Tumblr. We live blog every episode of The Bachelor, like live chat every episode of The Bachelor and Survivor, 4 nights a week.
Fucking hell.
And I don't, actually, no, I don't really want to talk about a man right now. I'm just going to talk about, like, the guy, because he's, like, a total gronk, but no, I don't really want to get into it.
What?
Like, the actual Bachelor guy.
Yeah.
We were talking the other night about how he's, like, really, really unattractive.
Oh, Gronk. But... I was like, Bronk? Like, Bronco? What the fuck? Some fucking Wollongong shit. I don't understand. Apologies.
But I think that's all I have to say on that. Love, yeah. Dasha.
That's lovely.
I wish she would talk more. Do you want me to read the next reply?
Yes. I thought that's...
Yep. Okay. This is from Annika. Annika. Oh,
love it.
See, girls here pronounce it Annika sometimes, but I don't know if our Annika, like, pronounces it that way. Anyway, reply.
Yeah. Who knows?
Reply to us. Like, let us know. I don't want to sound like a dickhead. She says, old Hollywood, who were the dykes? Do you know anything about old Hollywood?
No.
Me neither. The only one I know is, like, Marlene Dietrich. I don't really watch many Hollywood movies because I'm not cultured enough.
I barely watch movies right now as is. Like, it takes a lot for me to sit down and pay attention to one thing for 2.5 hours. Like, please.
Yeah.
I'll watch Ratatouille any day, but, like, fuck me. It takes a lot.
It does. Although, there's a few women that I wish were dykes, like, and, like, maybe, you know, maybe just through my own wishful thinking I can, like, change history.
Yep.
Would love if Grace Kelly was a dyke. I really love Rear Window, even though Hitchcock's, like, a dickhead. I, like, watched that in Year 10, and it was just, like, a very life-changing afternoon in my Year 10 gifted and talented English classroom. And I really wish Elizabeth Taylor is a dyke, because she's fine. Also, Natalie Wood, really hope she's a dyke. Also, Burt Reynolds killed her. No, not Burt Reynolds, he just died. What's the other one? Kurt something?
Cobain?
No, this is really bad.
I have no idea, man.
She famously, like, died mysteriously, and, like, a guy killed her who's, like, a famous actor. Anyway.
Fuck, who?
Let me look it up.
Okay.
Fact check.
Fact
this
check.
Podcast is not researched. It's very off the cuff. Kurt Douglas.
Okay.
Kurt Douglas, like, apparently killed her to cover up the fact that he, like, abused her in her childhood. But it's never been, like, proven, so it's a big mystery, which is very sad, because she's very beautiful, very talented, very nice. Yeah. I feel like I'm talking in about, like 600 words a minute this episode.
That's alright. So am I. I feel like I need to go get more to drink. So I will in a minute.
Okay.
I don't know any old Hollywood shit. I don't keep up.
Not to, like, insult her unintentionally, but does Barbara Streisand count as old Hollywood?
I don't know, but I...
No, she doesn't, because she's, like, 70s, nah.
Okay, fair enough.
She is a fox, through and through.
Love Barbara!
Barbara, Egot. Egot.
It doesn't even have to be asked, because she is! Ah! Her mind.
Her entire mind. Oh, God. Do you want to go next question?
I guess so. So the next question is asked by Grace, Sleepy Chev.
Mm-hmm.
So she says, okay, so this is something I've seen various hot takes on recently, and I feel like I disagree with a lot of them fundamentally, but what are your thoughts on being butch femme versus presenting butch femme? What? BF? What? Huh? To what extent is this innate for you guys, and to what extent did you have to embrace it? Do you think it's a matter of realizing you're butch, like realizing you're a lesbian, or something else? Anyways, stay swaggy. Sexy Baby is growing well, by the way. XX. I think, so Sexy Baby is the basil plant that Grace grows on her front porch. Good to hear Sexy Baby's going well. Do you want to talk about this?
Sure.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think, I mean, like, all of these conversations, we have to have nuance here.
Yeah.
I don't really vibe with the sort of rhetoric around, like, becoming more butch and, like, I want to look more butch, how do I dress? Like, yeah. That sort of thing. Like,
it's like I've thought like that.
Yeah,
just me too. Sorry to interject. But, like, I've thought like that. It's like, it's not me. Like, it's happening organically and it's happening through a way, like, in a way that I don't have to think about this. And it's like,
yeah.
It feels natural to, like, start dressing in a quote unquote more butch way.
Yeah.
Then that's not me. I feel very uncomfortable if I'm not dressed like how I usually do, but
yeah,
that's because I'm a Cancer, man. Like, I just love to be comfortable. So yes, go on. Sorry. I just did like, say
it's okay.
That.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I absolutely think it's innate. But that doesn't necessarily mean that all your life you've been dressing in men's clothes. Yeah. You've always had short hair because, we live in a world where that's punished in women, it's driven out of us. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you were born in the world like a super tomboy, like, although that is, like, a really common experience for, like, nearly all butchers. But for me, like, reflecting on my life, I never performed femininity successfully.
Yeah.
There was always a level of discomfort whenever I dressed femininely that I couldn't actually put a name on. I thought I was just ugly.
Yeah.
Literally, that's what I thought. Yeah. All through puberty, all through adolescent, I just thought I was ugly, and that's why makeup didn't feel good, and that's why, like, wearing things other than jeans and big t-shirts didn't feel good. Like, and I just thought it was a matter of watching more fucking makeup tutorials and getting tits. Like, that's literally what I thought. But then after I, like, graduated high school, because I've been wearing, in Australia we wear uniforms, and we have to wear dresses, like, a lot of schools. So I wore a dress to school, like, 4 days a week from when I was 5 to when I was 18.
Yep.
So as soon as that wasn't an option, as soon as I could dress how I wanted all the time, I sort of found myself naturally gravitating towards more masculine things.
Yeah.
And then I realized that I had been in moments of absolute comfort and, like, sort of not being interfered with, my natural state was Butch.
Yeah.
And it's less of a transformation thing and more of a just sort of a coming home thing, relaxing into it thing.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't feel like that for you, then maybe there's a different, like, you can just be a dyke dude, like.
Yeah, there is no, you don't have to be one or the other. I feel like that's a very common misconception.
Absolutely.
Trying to, like, force yourself into, like, that identity.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Like, just don't do that. And there shouldn't be, I feel sad that some people feel like some people feel like there's a pressure to, like, fit into the butch or femme sort of identity, and you can just be a dyke. Like, you don't have to be
like,
there's no,
and like,
there's no pressure. Like, if you are, what, like, it's not,
and you can be a dyke and you can be gender non-conforming, and like, I feel like a lot of people, when they sort of like discover their lesbianism and sort of like start experimenting with like style and stuff, the minute they feel good in a flannel, they think, maybe I'm butch.
Like, no.
Like, no. And that, you know, like, maybe that's true. Maybe you'll have that, like, a similar sort of, like, revelation to yourself, like, that I did. But when people latch onto that and start forcing themselves into things that they're not comfortable with, and, like, it should feel good. If it doesn't feel good, then, like, pick a different shirt. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
It doesn't. And then,
And then I think, I remember, looking at, like, sort of, they don't, like, just, like, women who refuse to identify with the butch, sort of, identity, and instead call themselves, like, tomboys and stuff, and, it's mainly, like, white women, I realized, and I feel like, I don't know, I feel like they're very detached from sort of the discourse of, or like the community or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Are we talking about like Instagram, like fashion people who were like.
Yeah. I remember looking through them with you, and it's just like the way that they dress, it's like, that's butch. Like, that's nothing.
Yeah.
That's nothing but butch. Like, you can't say that you're feminine dressing like that, or you can't say, like, like, I don't know. It's just like, you're calling yourself a tomboy, but you're fusing the identity of butch. Like, what do you have against butch that you don't feel comfortable with? Like, I think that has to be thought about. And
I think so too. I don't think it's. Oh, keep going.
No, it's just like, I can't put my finger on it, but I feel like there's something very suspicious about it. I feel like there's something that's like, what's up with that? Like, I don't think I trust that.
Yeah, I feel that. I see those, like, I don't think it would be a matter of blaming them for it. I think it's more of an internalized thing, because, like, butchness is seen as, like, a pretty negative thing. Yeah. Like, our caricatures are butch, like, when they want to be mean to us, they're mean to a butch, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, and I think those women are usually, like, I don't want to make generalizations, but, I mean, you and I have been pretty lucky to sort of, like, connect with, like, butch femme history through, like, reading and stuff and, like, online stuff, and those women, I feel, are in really sort of, like, contemporary, usually I found, like, pretty, like, socioeconomically well off.
Yeah.
Or not. Like, one or the other, basically. And, like, I feel like there's, you know, like, cool California lesbians, and there's a woman who you'd see her and you'd call her a long hair butch, but she hates that. You know what I mean? Like, there's a bunch of those, I think. And I think it's a matter of, like, that cultural disconnect, for one, and some, like, cultural disconnect in terms of, like, not being able to, like, access that history.
Yeah.
And also, like, internalize, like, I'm still a woman. Because I feel like a lot of them, like, I mean, this is really hyper-specific, but a lot of them shave.
Yeah.
And I feel like people who sort of really, like, identify with butch strongly, like, don't shave.
Yeah, I know.
Usually have, like, really masculine haircuts rather than just, like, the sort of undercut thing. Like, but yeah, I could be talking out of my ass here. That's just what I see and feel.
Yeah.
But, good question, Grace.
Yeah, thanks, Matt.
So next reply?
Yeah, sure.
Bitchy lesbian. Good URL.
Love it.
said aliens.
Fuck me. What's the vibe? I think... I don't think they're as scary as, like, say, robots or, like, artificial intelligence. I don't appreciate you laughing at me for this.
No, sure. That was just so perfect. Like, I started thinking about, like, you know, like, how we learn in the universe. But, like,
yeah.
I don't think they're as scary as...
I don't think they're scary as artificial
yeah.
intelligence.
Yeah.
Like, Sophia the robot could kill me at any given moment and then... Like, she's
Sophia
there.
The robot
that,
is flooring.
That bitch exists. Like, I don't trust her.
No. Nah.
Just putting that out there. If she can hear me right now,
Sophia
I don't
trust the robot.
Bitch. Watch it.
She's flooring it.
She's flooring it.
She does not vibe with Dykes.
No, I don't think she does vibe with Dykes.
No. Nah.
I want to find out if Sophia the robot vibes with Dykes. So, can you please, can someone please get on that out of the 25 listeners.
Someone contact.
I'll get, we'll get our agents. We'll get her, our yeah. people. Will talk to her people, you know?
Yeah. I find aliens kind of a sexy concept. Have
okay.
you seen Arrival?
No. I literally have Interstellar sitting on my fucking
wig
shelf because I bought it from JB. Like,
oh my god, me and my sister watched it the other night.
Yeah.
Wig. Let me just look at my picture of Jessica Chastain on my wall. I'm gonna live in that chin dimple. Anyway, sexy in terms of, like, very interesting. Like,
yeah.
I don't want to fuck an alien.
No.
But, like, the idea of something, like, beyond our universe, like, making contact with us is, like, a very compelling idea. Kind of scary. I don't think it'll happen in my lifetime.
No.
But also, I think it could just happen out of nowhere.
Like, yeah, exactly. So, I think the unknown is a very sexy concept.
Oh,
like,
it really is.
Yeah, we love a bit of mystery.
Yeah.
I think aliens ties in with space a lot. And for me, I think alien ties in with a lot of, like, discovery. And, I think about how, like, little we know compared to, like, how much there actually is out there, which is, like, a very, like, overwhelming thing to think about, because, like, especially in terms of, like, what's around us right now and, like, the stuff we use, like, every day and, like, the sort of things that surround us, just, like, in a basic thought, like, water, or, like, what if aliens don't know what the fuck water is? What if they have, like, what if they have something that we don't know what, like... Oh, we love learning. We love discovery.
We need to watch Arrival together because that's, like, the whole premise. Like,
really?
I won't give it away, but, like, I saw that
that's
twice
sexy.
In theatres. Like, I don't
go
to the movies very much because it's fucking expensive, but
yeah.
I saw that two times
yeah.
in, like, a week. Like, it blew my fucking brains out. But, yeah, there's that idea of, like, I mean, I think we're always compelled by, like, cultural exchange and, like, it's just, yeah, it's a very compelling idea. Unless they're gonna, like, suck my brains out through a straw.
I mean, even
me.
That's welcome, because I don't think I deserve to live at this point.
Babe, that's so dark!
No, not like that, but, like, you know, just as a society, do we really deserve
to... Oh, true. You know what? True.
Yeah.
If, like, a giant, beautiful alien, like, massive, like, alien with, like, intellectual capabilities, like, beyond our... knowledge came from the future or whatever and was just like, you know what, you gotta go, I'd be like, sweet,
okay, I wouldn't have a problem with that. I'd be like, peace out,
peace,
no offense,
but can
yeah.
I meet Jody real quick?
Yeah. What if she took Jody? What if it was just like you or Jody?
What
if it was a choice between she'd suck your brains out or Jody's brains out?
Oh my god,
would you rather die and let JD live and never have to, never be able to. I mean,
either
once
way,
you're dead, doesn't matter really. Like,
but either way, like, I'm not getting in between these because, which I don't vibe with. But people ask this, like, of their spouses and, like, loved ones, and you're asking me of this woman I've never met because you know I'd consider it. That's
yeah,
the thing.
I know.
Like, you know what?
Just say
yes.
Yes,
I would sacrifice myself for Jody. Only if we could have, like, a little kiss before I die, and also...
Just a peck. Just
You know, like, not to be a Leo, but she would spend the rest of her life thinking about me.
Oh my god. I hate you so much. Also, just to, like, I know I said peck, but I can't believe, I cannot believe I can't.
Okay, I don't know if we can you message real quick, like, call her or some shit? I don't think she's online, because I would love to get into this, but, like, I don't want to, like, let's just record this segment. And if she says yes, we'll leave it in.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what can we...
And just the like, the kissing thing, nothing else about current life, because I don't want to, like, expose her on podcast. Do you want to say it?
I'm just messaging her right now. Give me a second.
Okay.
I've got the worst block nose, so I'm just mouth breathing all over the microphone right now. It's going to sound ASMR. Really great when you edit it together.
ASMR.
Yeah. Got some really, really Ooh. Good ASMR for you guys. Ooh. Ooh. Just coming up. I have an apple downstairs. Can I eat an apple for you?
Just chewing like a horse.
Yeah. Dude, I'm pretty sure I can rip an apple apart with my bare hands. Like, I feel like we're at that stage.
All
right. I still haven't messaged. Shut up.
Okay, let's just record it and message it after. Okay.
Wait.
You say what happened to
What? Can you give me a second, please?
Okay.
Just want to talk about the tongue. This is wildly off topic. Yeah, so, our friend URL withheld because...
Everyone fucking knows he
Shh. You know, some people might not. We might not have listeners that.
Oh, new listeners! Shout out to the new listeners.
In that case, check us out. If you're listening on SoundCloud, go on our profile. It's on the right. It's we've got three links: the podcast, Phoebe's, and mine.
Yeah.
Our Tumblr's. And so we're seeing a girl that. Didn't like using
tongue? She just didn't use, because then she did use later.
Okay. Yeah, after sort of convinced her to. I don't actually know the history behind that, so... Wait, she just... Okay, she said yes, but bleep my name if you use it because her friends might listen, which is wild.
Okay, so we just had technical difficulties.
What?
But we just... I'm just, like, reintroduced. Oh, like, syncing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Nice! Oh my god.
Sexy. Okay, so we just had some technical difficulties again.
Yeah.
But as we were saying, we were seeing a girl who did not use tongue.
Yeah, who didn't use tongue.
What?
Like...
I mean, feel free to respond to this, anyone who's listening.
Yeah.
I cannot even imagine, any sort of significant kissing without tongue.
Like, I'm not even... If she's not shoving her tongue down your throat, she's not tasting your fucking stomach acid.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What's the fucking point? Why? Like...
Yeah, it really does confuse me. And I see it a lot on, like, TV, where they do, like, a stage kiss where it's, like, slightly open mouth. It's, like, lips between lips.
Yeah.
And they just sort of, like, move around a little bit, like, change position or whatever.
Yeah.
But you know who doesn't do that?
Jody,
you know who else doesn't do that?
Sandra. Yeah.
They both really floor it on the open mouth kiss in the screen situation. So season 2, like, will I survive it? Probably not.
Mm.
But yeah, that's just stage kissing. So, like, if you're not... Where's that fucking Kim Kardashian post where it's, like, me daydreaming about getting a tongue shoved down my throat all slow-mo? Like, that's the vibe.
Yeah. That is the vibe. Like, yeah. How are you able to censor yourself?
That's like
while kissing someone, it's just like so my parents don't have anything in the fridge that isn't a vegetable, and so I'm eating Kraft singles. So please excuse me unwrapping this piece of plastic cheese.
I just ate a chocolate-covered strawberry.
You know what? I'm going to come break down your door.
So I'm feeling very essential right now.
Kick your head in.
This is a good conversation to have.
Oh, I've got an apple too. So love. We're just having a bit of a feast at a very bad time. Why do I always eat during podcasts?
It gives the podcast a little bit of texture.
God.
And it's just a nice little challenge in the editing room. But it's fine. Eat away.
That's for you, babes. Just that's for me. You.
So are we on to another question?
Yeah. sorry, I'm chewing.
Oh, another question from Jazz.
Yeah, I said I was doing questions.
Yeah, go. I'm just saying, I'm just predicting.
Yeah, another question from Jazz. She says, hello to my favourite Australians. Jazz, if we're not the only Australians you know, then I will eat my shoe. I need some advice in it.
Oh, love.
Love. Where and how do you find the confidence to make the first move? Like, how do you gauge if the moment is right to go in for a kiss or something? You know what I mean. Babes, kind of just have to go for it.
You really have to go for it.
Just go for it.
See, I think, I mean, most of my, like, first moves, like, I pretty much make them, I made the move, like, nearly every single time I've kissed someone for the first time. Pretty much every single time, actually.
Yeah.
Except for maybe, like, one or two.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's a little bit awkward, and, like, it's gonna be, like, 99% chance it's gonna be a little bit awkward.
Yeah.
But the awkwardness will go away very, very quickly. So you just gotta lean into that. And you gotta be, like, open about it. Like,
yeah.
I've just, you know, I've been, like, so many times I've just been, like, do you want a kiss? Or, like, can I kiss you? Like, and it's cute. And you, like, have a bit of a giggle about it. And, like, it's very sweet. But sometimes if the conditions are right, if the stars align.
No, it's, I think one thing you have to think about when you don't want to ask is that probably, like, 8 or 9 times out of 10, they want to kiss you just as bad as you want to kiss them.
Exactly, exactly.
So my apple just fell on the floor. You shit.
That was a resounding, like, noise.
It's
how big is that apple?
It's bigger than my fist, actually.
Oh.
Yeah. Honestly, I feel like it's not something you can predict. I remember when I first kissed a girl, it was, I think, our second date. I had driven her home.
Oh.
This is before I had my car, so I was in my dad's car, which is a white Ford Falcon station wagon. Thank you very much, just to have that image in your head. And so, I was parked about 2 houses away from her house, and she's just about to get out, and I'm sitting there, and I'm just like, fucking butterflies in my stomach, because, like, obviously, I did want to kiss her. And I'm, like, just as she's about to, like, open the door, she reaches open, I grab her arm, and I'm just like, please can I kiss you? And she laughs, and we kiss, and it was so funny, because I didn't put the car in, like, park or something, so it was still in, I think it was still, because it's an auto car, so it, like, I took my foot off the brake, and it started moving forward.
Your
and
foot
I
was like, popped like Princess Diaries.
Literally like Princess Diaries.
That's such a good story, dude.
Thank you.
Oh my god, that's really cute. And I think,
so I think you can either go down 2 ways, really. You can ask if you can kiss them, and they'll probably say yes. The worst they can say is no. And
that's fine.
That embarrassment is kind of bad, but, like, just grow from it. Like, there's nothing there's nothing bad, because think about it as their loss, really. And otherwise,
I think there's ways you can ask physically too.
Definitely.
You can sort of initiate, there's very, like, specific, like, sort of unmistakable ways leading up to a kiss that you can do. Like, you can, like, brush her hair behind her ear, or you can, like, like, touch her neck or whatever, or, like, put your arm around her. Like, it's, you know, there's many different options.
Yeah.
Although, If I can expose Carmen for 1 second, I'll also message her and ask her if this is okay to tell. Because before me and Carmen, Butch Bitch, were, like, gym bros, we, like, dated very briefly.
What?
Have I not told you this?
Mm-mm.
Wig. No, yeah, Carmen's, like, the only Butch I've, like, properly dated. Like, we dated for, like, a few weeks, a couple weeks. She treated me like a absolute princess. Like, it was the best time. And so we were on a date. We, like, went to Sushi Train. And then we were, like, walking to, like, a different place to get dessert, and it was, like, raining a little bit. And Carmen's, like, considerably taller than me, by the way. And we were both sort of, like, trying to figure out which one of us was, like, toppier. And I just sort of stopped, and I'm like, have you ever kissed in the rain before?
No.
And she was like, no. And then I literally had to get on my little tippy toes and kiss her.
Jeez.
So that was fun. So you can do, if you want to be corny like me, if you see an opportunity, take it. It's always better. This is like the resounding advice for like any sort of like romantic thing. I think it's always better to just take the risk and see where it lands. But that's my impulsive fire.
They'll stop you before it. If they don't want to kiss you, they'll stop you before you actually get to kiss them.
Yeah. Yeah. And like everything, communicate. And
it's fine. Exactly.
Jazz, I can't believe you're not kissing girls. Like,
yeah, what the hell?
Jazz, with that haircut,
with that face, with those glasses, bitch, with that accent. Oof. Love you. Love your mind.
Love. Also, Jazz literally, first thing this morning, sent me that video from the Killing Eve panel.
Really?
And it's what I woke up to. Like, love.
I feel like I'm so shit at replying that she just hates me now, because I always forget to reply. Forget to reply to everyone. It's literally you, Jesse, and my girlfriend that gets the most attention from me.
Oof.
So, yeah, you're up there. Also, fucking Grace sent me... Do you know that picture of the mannequin that she has? Did she send that to me? Fuck me! It's because of shit out of me.
Flooring it.
Actually, can we make that the...
No, it has to be genocide.
Okay, fine. But she's gonna kill me.
We can post it.
Okay. We'll post it.
Yeah.
It's so scary. Why do I keep looking at it?
It's really scary.
God, that is haunted. That is like...
I also love that you said Grace with two syllables. Grace.
Yeah, well, you know.
Yeah. Do you want me to do the next reply?
Yeah, I'll take a chunk out of my apple.
Love. Annika says, iconic MILFs. So, like, MILFs, MILFs, iconic MILFs. Oh, there's so many. I think my first, have you ever seen Daddy Daycare?
Barely.
Yeah, see, I used to watch that movie all the time.
Wow, okay.
And I rewatched it recently, and I realized it's because Regina King plays Eddie Murphy's wife in that movie. And I think, like, she's really, really hot in that. So for me, Regina King in Daddy Daycare is an iconic MILF. You throw one out.
All I can think about is Lucy Liu, but I don't even know if she has kids, bro.
She does.
What?
Yeah, she has a son.
Wow.
Yeah.
Lucy
Liu.
Definitely
Lucy Liu.
Yeah. For some reason, I want to say Gwen Stefani.
Gwen Stefani, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I feel like...
Literally, this is all we talk about. Why are we so...
Who do I like? Let me just go on my own fucking blog for, like, 1 second.
Yeah, let's go there.
Megan Fox is technically a MILF. Although she's not, like... She doesn't have the MILF energy.
Yeah, she doesn't have MILF energy. She still has...
Hot girl energy.
Yeah.
Is Sandra Bullock a MILF?
Yeah, I feel like she's the...
Like, she has a kid, but, like, does she have the energy?
Definitely. That is the dumbest question you've ever asked. Of course she has
no
energy.
Okay, true. I'm just so attached to her from, like, Miss Congeniality days.
Oh, yeah, I know. I get that.
So
but
I don't, like...
Have you seen The Proposal? Like, have you seen anything?
Oh, okay. Yeah, never mind. Exactly. Never mind.
MILF energy for days.
Yeah.
For days. I think... I love Sandra Bullock. Fuck me. She's got that beautiful divorced. So,
Shut the fuck up. I can't believe you said that. She literally does.
Yeah.
Like, what? There's something sexy about a divorced woman. Like, shut up.
Divorce women, pregnant women, just women, you know, women.
Yeah, love all women.
Love all women.
Sandra Oh does not have kids, but is serving male fantasy.
She's got, you know what? She's got that wholesome, your friend's mum sort of energy, but like, you know, she's freaky.
But your friend's intellectual cultured mum?
Yeah, she's like a professor or something. You don't know.
Oh, bitch, my eyes are watering.
Yeah.
That's too much. You know when you like open the oven and it's so hot that your eyes water? That was like my response to
it's
that.
It's like a gust of, it's like a gust of hot air. It's sort of like just like heating pussy.
Shut up.
The same energies. It's like you're like staring at it, but you're like eyes are watering.
Oh my god.
Yes, babes.
Okay. Liv Tyler, currently. Shout out to Alex Dykhouse. Liv Tyler is.
I need to get into
Liv Tyler because you would love Liv Tyler. Like, but recently she's serving like prime MILF energy. Prime.
You know, I'll take your word for it.
Oh,
why don't I have any fucking celebrities? Why is it just all dogs and architecture on my blog?
Oh, yeah, I'm in my like woman tag.
Oh, well, I'm not as organized as you are. Sorry. Is Bryce Dallas Howard married?
Yeah, she's a MILF for sure.
Oh, for real.
I think she is. She definitely has kids, I think. Yeah. Emily Blunt.
Oh my god, we can't get into that. I've literally wanted her to chop me in half since Looper. Like, no joke. Since Looper.
Okay, Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah. I mean, she doesn't have MILF energies in that, but she has MILF energies in Looper when she's fucking going at that tree stump with her axe. Oh, God. Call me.
Honestly, when she was serving, like, fertility goddess energy in A Quiet Place, my wig was full. Like, I listened to that fucking Neil Young song all the time and just, like, think about them dancing together and I'm like, why am I... What? Charlize Theron.
Literally butch femme energies.
Oh, yeah. But Charlize Theron, MILF energies?
She's too scary.
Oh, interesting.
I feel like older women with kids, like older kids, sort of MILF. Ooh. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, because she was in... I'm just thinking because I saw her in the movie Tully, which was all about her being a mum.
Uh-huh.
And it was really good. Do we want to move on? I feel like I could name MILFs all the time. Susan Sarandon, I'm going to throw that out there.
Wait, just quickly. I feel like I'm missing someone.
Drew Barrymore?
Oh, yes. Have you seen that episode of Sex and the City where Charlotte dresses in drag? Do you watch Sex and the City? Fuck. How good's that episode?
Too good.
I feel like...
Have you seen that person who edited a whole Sex and the City episode to be about, like, them being dykes?
No? Have you seen... Oh, my literal pinned tweet on Twitter is Samantha saying, "Yes, ladies, I am a lesbian." Like...
Love.
Love.
Anne Hathaway?
Does she have kids?
She does. That's why she got so stacked.
What? She's married?
Yeah, she had a... I don't know if she's married.
What planet she has a kid. Am I living on? Wow.
I feel like there's, like, a distinction to be made between, like, young MILFs, like Anne Hathaway.
Yeah, so you've got and, like, a proper, range like, of MILFs.
Energies.
Yeah, so they fall under an umbrella. But obviously, there are very... There are... specifics. Chelsea Peretti, thoughts?
Yeah. Definitely. I read last night, I saw a Gina Rosa gift set, and I was like, you know what, haven't actually read any fic by them. Read one fic, my eyebrows just fell off my face. Like, it was peak, it was prime.
Yeah, not surprised.
Yeah, this episode is long, bro, although we have lots of like cuts.
Yeah, of course.
Make. Yeah.
So moving on.
Moving on. So, question.
Jodie Comer with an A, not an... Jodie Comer Big Honkers. Just have to say that again. Any tips on how to stay motivated when studying or slash how to prepare for exams? I have like 2 brain cells left and the HSC is in like a month and a bit. Some sexy emojis in there. Please send help. So, HSC is high school... What? Is it?
High school certificate. Yeah. You guys have VCE as HSC.
Yeah. So, I just want to say for you, I got a 74 ATAR, so I'm not exactly the best person to ask.
That's still really fucking good.
Yeah, tell my parents that.
Oh.
I'm actually going to put this apple down because we're done with this. So my, I think I'll handball this question over to you because I sucked at high school. I was really bad. I was a really bad student. I didn't study. I barely studied for my end of year exams. My VizCom teacher knew that I was going to do so bad on the exams that he gave me a better mark for my folio.
Wig.
Like, I'm just, I was a really bad student, so I was notorious for just, like...
But that being said, you're now sort of, like, you're fucking smashing it at uni, so...
That's
one thing, we gotta say, like, you can go shit in high school, but uni's a different environment, and you might love it. So that's the first thing I'm gonna say, take all the pressure off yourself.
Yeah.
Because, like, unis want people to go to them, you know what I mean? You know, your high school wants you to pass and get a good, like, ATAR and whatever. So, the odds are on your side, basically. All you need to do is, like, have a little bit of hard work. Yeah. I got... So, like, in, like, up until about, like, year 10, I didn't think I was going to graduate high school at all.
Like, wow.
Yeah, I thought I was going to drop out and maybe do, like, senior college or whatever. Because I had, like, really, really, really bad anxiety and depression. And, like, I wasn't going to school very much at all. And I didn't pretty much up until, I skipped school, like, all the time. Like, if I wasn't, like, if I didn't have some, like, I don't want to sound a wanker, but, like, if I didn't have, like, a bit of natural ability, I think I would have, like, repeated a couple of grades.
Yeah.
But as for, like, the HSC and studying and stuff, the thing that probably helped me the most, like, I kind of worked my ass off when I got, like, a 90.25. And my sister got 95.2. Yeah. So, like, yeah. She loves to, like, hold it over me. But do, like, lots of practice essays, I think. That was, like, my biggest thing because I had a lot of essays to write. And once you have a good introduction for every essay, once you have, like, a few, like, key topic sentences that you always put in there, make them fucking fancy as shit and write that shit out every day. Like, I had an introduction memorized for, like, the general English paper.
Fuck.
And, like, I workshopped that all year, and then, like, it was only 3 sentences, but I just wrote it down every day. And then once I got in there, I had all these, like, fancy fucking words and stuff, and then you just twist it for, like, the question.
Christ alive. I don't think I wrote 1 practice essay.
I did so many.
Fuck me.
I, like, put a battery, like, I tied a battery on my pen to, like, strengthen my arm, like, for exams. Learn how to write cursive, like, neat running writing, if that's faster for you, because that really helped me. Mm. If you have good teachers, work with them, collaborate with your friends, share notes.
That's what I was going to say. Try to get closer to your teachers. For me, especially in year 12, I was able to, like, get, like, very close to teachers, because they do want you to do well, so that it's not, like, and they do, for me, they put a priority on the year 12s always, and try working with friends as, like, try figure out which friends you can work with, though.
Yeah,
because
for
me, I still go into uni to study because it is a really good environment to study in. But sometimes I don't get a lot of work done because I'm not working with the right people.
Yeah.
So try to pick if you are going to do, like, you know, practice, like, quizzes and try to make studying fun, maybe pick people that actually care as well.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And another good tip is, like, if your current teacher is shit, like...
Exactly, yeah.
Did you have a really great math teacher a couple of years ago? Go to them.
Yeah.
Because, like, even if it's just for, like, you know, can you recommend any resources to me? You don't have to, like, put lots of work on them. But if you made a connection with a teacher, they're more than likely to, like, help you out.
Mm.
But, yeah, I say just, like, if for English specifically, because I... went really well in English, like, above everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Know your shit, like, back to front. Like, really get invested in those texts. Like, I had the time of my fucking life, like, picking out all the different themes in Hamlet. And, like, it's just sexy to, like, know a text really, really comprehensively well.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that means, like, if you find a good movie version of it, watch it a million times. Like, any sort of inroads into getting invested in those texts, like, that's going to shine in your writing no matter what. If you're a shit writer but you can name, like, a really obscure little line in it, they're going to, like, give you points for that. And it's very formulaic. Like, learn how to break down those essays. I could talk about this all the day. I've done, like, HSC tutoring. Also, like, hit me up if you want, like, things read. Anyway.
Love it.
Moving on.
Yeah.
So the next reply was Jazz saying about the, like, interview that came out today for Killing Eve, but we've already talked about that. So, a person called Vonnegut, like, Kurt Vonnegut with a dash, said Nina Cried Power, which is Hozier's new EP. Have you listened to it?
No, my girlfriend has linked me, so I will go listen to it in a bit.
Yeah, I listened to one song of it.
Uh-huh.
And it's the No One Fucks With My Baby song, and I had the lowest expectations, because Hozier, like, has so much hype around him, really liked his first album, he's a good dude, he's friends with Katie McGrath, I vibe with that.
Yeah.
But I was like, I don't want to go on this and be disappointed, because second albums are always, like, a bit of a wild card.
Yeah, yeah.
But that song ripped the hair from my head. I've been listening to it all day. It's great. It's really, really good.
Nice.
So I'm happy with that.
Cool. I'll go listen to it. Also, talking about music, I need you to listen to Travis Scott's new album. Like, okay. I need you to listen to it, because it is really, really fucking good. Skip the song with Post Malone. It's not that great. But there's Frank Ocean's on it. Frank Ocean's on literally the second song. Start from the start and just, like, listen to it. Don't put it on shuffle. Just go through it.
Yes.
It has such a nice flow to it, and it's, like, a very good, like, continuity that it's one of the, like, I haven't listened to an album like that in a very long time, or, like, in a while. Like, I've added that to the list of albums that I don't really skip any songs on.
Love. I mean,
so it is a really fucking good album.
I'm excited. I'll definitely listen.
So, it's, yeah. So, listen to Travis Scott's new album. Beautiful. That's my little plug. So, another question is, for the, me and my ex-girlfriend broke up because she had an incident with her parent and started to struggle accepting that she's gay. We didn't see each other for a while, but then after we bumped into each other on a night out multiple times, we ended up kissing on a curb. Then a few days later, she called me over to hook up. I went because she's steaming hot. Respect. Respect.
Respect.
And since then, we hook up a lot. I know she's still into me. I'm deaf still into her, but I don't know how she'd react to becoming a couple again. Thoughts?
No tea, no share, nipping lemonade, but you need to ask her this, girl.
Yeah.
Straight away. Literally, as soon as you, like, don't even pause the episode, message her right now. Hey, can we talk?
Yeah.
Because the more you hook up with her, the more your brain's, like, linking all that dopamine to her.
And the more complicated it gets, especially if she doesn't want to... get back together with him.
Yeah, and so, that might very well be a possibility.
Exactly.
So you need to talk to her soon.
And if she doesn't want to get back together with you officially, I mean, hooking up's still fun. Like,
yeah, if that's fine with you. Maybe they put lots of pressure on it right now. Maybe if that's working for you, like, then keep doing that.
Exactly. There's no pressure to be in a relationship, but just be very clear with each other, because that's always... Yeah. That's always important. And once it starts developing, like, more than just feelings, tell her before it gets to the point where it's, like...
painful.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. And also, if you do want to be in a relationship, you deserve to be with someone who wants to be in a relationship. You don't have to beg them or, like, cajole them into doing it. So
exactly.
If that's the vibe, then you should, like, try and make your peace with the fact that it's not going to work out with her, but it will work out with someone in the future.
But it's also, like, can we blame the other girl, though? Because if she's got a parent being shitty to her, so I feel like that's not, and, like, I don't think that's entirely her fault. What?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, there's definitely, like, extenuating circumstances there. Okay, do you want to do next one?
Yeah, sure.
It's from Miss Ruby.
Oh, God.
And she asks, when's the makeup video?
Oh, for fuck's sake. When is it? Next week?
I mean, okay. Like, yes?
Yeah?
Yeah? It scares me. I'm a bit scared. Like, I talk big game, but, like, God.
No, I don't think I can do it. I'm honestly, I'm tapping out now. Like,
see, I think I just, couldn't have done it when you were here, like, just, like, with you. But maybe with Jessie's chaotic energy and Matt's chaotic energy.
I'm maybe... pretty sure my girlfriend will kill me. Like, I'm pretty sure she would kill me.
We'll see what she says first.
We'll see. I mean, if she suggested it, we've talked about it before. We've had multiple laughs about it.
We have.
But I can't remember what she said, exactly. So yeah. In the chat, no hard feelings if it doesn't happen, though.
Really. Yeah, no hard feelings, no hard feelings.
So don't be disappointed. It's all funny. It depends. Does it? It doesn't, you know, I'm not the decision maker in this relationship, apparently.
Ruby also says hairy pussy.
Oh, literally, I literally got an ask saying, tonight you and Phoebe should discuss Bush. Do you think Katie McGrath has a Bush? Do you love Bush? What makes Bush beautiful? Yes, Katie McGrath has a Bush.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Have you seen the hair on that woman?
She does.
Have you seen the hair on that woman? Have
no,
you seen
that's fake
eyes?
Hair. That's fake.
What?
She's a blonde.
Anyway.
That's not her eye. But she does have dark arm
hair. It's
like
the thickness of it.
That's true. That's true. And also, like, Irish people are really hairy.
Yeah.
Like me. So she absolutely does.
Yeah. Love it. Love a hairy bitch.
You know what? Rachel Weisz.
I know. You said Rachel and the image was already in my head. You didn't even say Weisz. Like,
the power of that. The other girl in that picture is Liv Tyler.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah. We love Bush. We
love
hairy pussy.
There's nothing like it.
There's nothing like it. Thank
there
you,
there is
God.
Nothing like it.
Mm.
I absolutely prefer
that
it.
That is so strong. What is wrong with me? Oh, my God. Yeah, 100% prefer it.
Yeah.
There's just something really, really sexy about it.
Yeah. Also, in a practical sense, like, shaved is, like, very abrasive.
Yeah. It feels that doesn't feel nice.
I don't want to get like a, I don't want to get like
carpet burn.
True. and the fact that men prefer that, it just tells me they're not going deep enough. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you got to be ears deep, essentially.
Exactly. Far out.
Okay, that's the
vibe. I can't think about this anymore. I cannot. I cannot afford this right now.
Yeah. It's not in the budget. Not in the budget.
No, not in the budget. Pay me and I'll talk about it. I don't know. There's just something very dykey about a hairy pussy.
It's, you know what? I'm going to say the P word again because I think we said it the other episode. It's primal.
Exactly. It's very caveman. It's very caveman.
Sometimes when me and Bibi get on our bullshit,
oh no,
I'll literally just sit there like ooga booga.
And we will lose our shit.
Just like, literally, we're just like SpongeBob and Patrick in the caveman episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... And honestly, another primal vibe today. I already told you and Jessie, but I went to work out today and it was really hot. And like...
Sweat.
I haven't sweat. Been sweating like because it's been so cold.
Sweat.
God, I smelled so
pit
good.
Pit licking. What else is there? Fucking hairy pussy. Like, it's just all dark things. Like, it's about not... And it's about not holding back.
Yeah.
And it's about engaging being aware of everything and not sort of blocking out certain things you don't want to, or you don't think is... appropriate, but like, you're literally fucking, like, what isn't appropriate? Like, fucking, yeah.
I cannot get into this right now. I cannot.
it's infuriating sometimes because it's just like, how boring. Like, for me, like, When I talk about, like, boring sex, I talk about, like, I mean it in the sense, like, it's just, like, you're in and you're done. Like, it's just in and out. Like,
yeah. It's about, like, being present.
Yeah, being present, appreciating.
Yeah.
And just, yeah.
You know, you said...
You're being with another person. Like, how can you, like, yeah. It's just, like...
There's also an element of, I remember there was one word you picked out of the second chapter of my Killing Eve fanfiction, which is indulgence.
Oh, yeah.
And I think there that's is, part of it too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's that sort of, like, just letting go and sort of...
Yeah.
Indulging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whew, okay.
Phew.
Do you have any other questions? Because that's the end of the replies.
We can talk about strap clothing. I'm not a big fan because I'm fat, so it's just like, it's just not a good look in general. I don't think I have any striped stuff.
But I don't think I do either.
Yeah.
So do you want to wrap it up a little bit?
I
think we're, about done. All the questions are gone. All the replies are gone.
Yeah.
So sign up.
Quickly. Is there a dyke breed of dog? Do you think?
Pitbull or Chihuahua?
Chihuahua?
I know a lot of dykes with little puppies.
Fuck me. I mean, I agree on the pit bull thing, because I was literally about to message my girlfriend saying, I want a pit bull. I want a
pit bull. No, me too. Oh my god, I've been thinking about that so much lately. You know why? It's because I've been fucking reading Frank Castle fanfiction.
Oh my god.
I hate myself. Literally put a bullet in me if I read more heterosexuality.
I will. I'm already planning on it.
Thank you. Oh, that was a bit much.
That is disgusting. I need to go put more soda water in this because that is feral, like that action. fuck me.
Can we briefly touch on my mum saying that I'm a stoner?
Far out. That blew my absolute wig off.
That was completely spontaneous. Yeah. We were literally just looking at this magazine, and Emma Stone was, like, listed as, like, really fashionable, and my mom's like, I think she's a lesbian. Yeah. And I literally flew off my chair. I was like, what did you just say? And I'm, like, clamoring to get on my phone, because, like, we'd just been talking about it. But yeah, I think it's probably subconscious, because my mom and I went to see Battle of the Sexes together with my sister and Zoya. So that's probably in her head. But then I was like, Mom, can I put this? Do you mind if I put this on the internet, this video? She's like, whatever. but now it has that like 200 and something notes.
Love that. Love you, Mom. Tell her I said hi.
I will.
Did you guys enjoy the pie that we made?
Oh, my mom loved that pie to death. And she asks about you all the time.
Aw.
Yeah.
Love that.
Love.
Love.
Okay, so do you want to go freshen your drink and... We'll sign off.
No, I think I'll fix it up afterwards.
Okay. All right. Well, Jody Comer Big Honkers.
Jody Comer Big Honkers. Thank you. Thank you. Exactly my thoughts. I think so. Just to make sure everyone knows, if you want to send us questions, we are recording every 2 weeks. I think we might start doing every week because you're coming down next week.
True.
And
that's gonna be exciting.
Very exciting. You're going to be staying at Jessie's, so
yeah.
We'll probably record and have our first guest. Yeah, Jessie.
The chaotic vibes from Jessie are going to be so fun.
You don't even know. If we don't go get a kebab afterwards, I'm going to be very upset. Send your questions in to either the Tumblr, which is dykesonmikespod@tumblr.com, or to either one of us. I'm lesbiansansastark@tumblr.com.
And I'm Weird Dyke.
Yeah. Or you can send it to our email, which is dykesonmikespod@gmail.com. I just want to check.
Legend of housekeeping.
Yeah, I know. I do try.
This has been so good.
Yeah. And if you have any ideas, we're actually thinking of doing more advice stuff. Or yeah. I am in particular, because my advice is just amazing.
Yeah.
So send those through. Send your questions, send your topics. Send money.
Honestly, when we get that Patreon kicked up.
I know. No, just kidding. We're not doing this for money. We're doing this so everyone for can love. Just... Yeah, for love, for fun.
For joy.
Absolutely.
My grandma's name Joy. Anyway.
That's wonderful.
Okay. Well, bye, sexy.
Bye, sexy. It was lovely. This is going to be a long one, so...
It's going to be a long one.
Can't but enjoy it.
Thanks for holding out at the end of the episode.
Yeah. So, okay. It was lovely. Lovely to talk to you. I haven't talked to you in so long.
I know. She's been busy. It's okay. Yeah.
We've all been busy.
We will have.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. Love you so much.
Love you. Mwah.
Mwah. Bye, sexy.